The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM, I'm Matt, and I'm joined on the line by Brett. That means it's time for another At The Flicks, where we catch up with what is happening down at State Cinemas. Brett, thanks for joining us. It's a little bit wet as we record this. Hope you're keeping dry.
I am indeed. The office is pretty dry, and we got a heat pump in here right by my desk, so I'm living the dream right now.
Oh, that is great. That is great. Is the building nice and waterproof? I know some of the older buildings struggled with some of the rain we've had recently.
We have like this big ceiling extract that opens up in the event like there was a fire.
Yeah.
But there's just this one little gap in there that we can't get to close. When it really comes bucketing down, there's like one drop of water that keeps going into the foyer, and it's really annoying. So there's one spot like where water does get through, and that's a tiny little spot. But beyond that, the driest building you can find.
Nobody's going to drown in the cinema, so that's good.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, French Film Festival, is it still on? How's it going?
It is going swell. Ace is wonderful. Looks like we're doing even better than last year. So thank you, Nelson, for showing up for some French movies, or I guess merci for coming out.
Do you think we have a particular soft spot for the French Film Festival, or is it generally festivals overall?
It seems like, I don't know, every year the International Film Festival is always the big dog that does the best, but now it sort of seems like one year the British will do really good, and the next year the French will do really good, and then some years it's the Italian. They're all kind of duking it out.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So has there been any overwhelming demand for things during the French Film Festival? Anything made you rethink how you're playing things out?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you bring that up. There are two movies this Sunday that are so freaking popular that we're actually opening up another auditorium because there's such a demand that we can't fit them all into one auditorium.
Wow.
So this Sunday at 3:45 p.m., we've opened up yet another auditorium for The Count of Monte Cristo, just because that movie is sold out Cinema 1, and people still wanted to go because it's the last showing. So we've opened up Cinema 4 as well for overflow.
Wow.
Yeah, which it's been a minute since we've had the overflow movie, yeah. So that's cool.
So with the sort of modern technology, it's not like you're loading a film into a projector anymore. So can you run multiple cinemas at the same time screening the same content?
We have the power and the technology. It's sort of like just a little file that you download onto a server. I can plop it onto any projector I want.
Wow, that's quite incredible how things have changed. So I guess there's no freighting anymore. You're not waiting. You know, the film's opening tomorrow. The reel hasn't turned up yet.
Yeah. It's kind of funny you say that. We still get charged freight, but it's technically just a fee for us downloading the movie.
Okay.
But they call it freight, those cheeky buggers.
Yeah, everybody's got to make a buck, really. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, so extra screening of, what's the count? No, what was it called?
It was The Count of Monte Cristo. And I actually, on that same day, there's another film called My Brother's Van that's on at 7:15 that had the exact same problem. So we've also opened up overflow for that.
Okay, so still a chance to get some tickets. So when does the French Film Festival wrap up?
18th of June. So okay. We're kind of getting into that last little home stretch of films here. So if you have been putting it off going, oh, they're screening that movie a gajillion times, it is now coming to the end of that. So there's pretty much just one screening of like everything left.
Okay. And have you picked up on a couple of movies that you're thinking, man, we might try and get them back? You don't have to announce what they may be, but there are a couple that you're thinking, man, this is worthwhile chasing.
Yeah, well, it's a bit, yeah. It depends on who, on the back end, which New Zealand distributors pick it up. But, I mean, certainly, if we could get The Count of Monte Cristo and My Brother's Van back, that would be really good. So okay. I can imagine we'll fight tooth and nail to try to get those here.
All right, good stuff. So there's still a chance. Check out the website, statecinemas.co.nz. Go to the French Film Festival tab and, see what's still on. Book yourself some tickets. It's coming to an end in about a week, so get in there. Okay, French films aside, what else is happening down at State Cinemas?
Actually, let's stay in the world of festivals. I announced this last week, and so that made me actually have to do it. I had to program in all the Italian movies. So we do have the Italian Film Festival tickets up and available, and I've got booklets here that you can pick up, thumb through, and see which movies are striking your fancy, because there's a bunch of them this year. There's 27 different Italian movies, and you can watch them from the 18th of July to the 10th of August. So kind of like the French Film Festival, where it's like about 3 weeks of just Italian movies nonstop.
Yeah. Is scheduling them, I'm imagining you're like a master at Tetris.
So fortunately, the folks at the Italian Film Festivals, they kind of come up with the schedule. But what I have to do is go through on the website. I got to find the poster. I got to write up all those little synopsises, and then I got to drop it in there on a big grid.
Yeah.
So it pops up at the right time. So my part of the exchange is having to make everything appear online, and it's quite time-consuming when you're doing 27 of them across 3 weeks.
Yeah, man, I can't imagine. I've thought of this a few times while talking to you, just thinking, yeah, there is the potential for things to go bad. Imagine if you advertise a blockbuster that isn't actually screening and you end up with 300 people turning up. Yeah, I'm sure, anyway, we won't focus on that. Okay, so, yeah, I admire the amount of scheduling you guys do to fit everything into quite a big complex down there now.
It is. The stuff that we do from week to week is a grand game of Tetris, where we get quite snippy at each other and we're like, no, we need to do this movie, and it is, and I usually end up drinking like 10 coffees that day, but it's fun, and we do this every week.
Good. So what have you managed to rotate and drop into slots this week, if we're keeping with a Tetris sort of visualizer?
Let's actually talk about the fun, exciting new stuff that's coming out this week. I'll start off with the big daddy this week, if you will. It's How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay. Now, is this a sequel? It must be.
No. This is going into the world of live action remakes. So what? So the How to Train Your Dragon, there's I believe 3 movies and like a TV show that were all animated, and they were mega popular, and it is the cool thing in town now to take those favorite IPs from your childhood and turn them into new live action things with real actors, maybe real dragons. I don't know how they did it.
Okay, that I was completely unaware of. So this is a reimagining live action How to Train Your Dragon. Wasn't the dragon cute little black sort of thing? Cute?
Yeah, his name is Toothless, and he's still cute, just he looks a bit more photorealistic now, but he's still a cute old guy. And I guess to recap everyone, if it's been a minute since you've watched How to Train Your Dragon, it starts in this sort of little mysterious island called Berk, where a bunch of Vikings live, and for generations these Vikings and dragons that inhabit the island have been duking it out. They've been fighting it out. So the Vikings and the dragons, they don't get along until one generation, a little boy named Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III stumbles across the dragon, which is Toothless that we were talking about, and they become buddies. So now he's sort of leading a campaign to try to bring unity between the dragons and the Vikings. That all sounds very Lord of the Rings, but it's not. It's very, it's very, like, it was a cartoon. It's very fun and cute, but there is cool just, flying around on dragons and fire everywhere, mixed with sort of that, DreamWorks hijinks and comedy in there as well. Yeah.
Oh, cool. I do remember enjoying the original movie when it came out, so I'm very much intrigued. And I'm gathering you will have part of the audience who is going to come and revisit this with strong knowledge of the original movies and the TV series. Right. Yeah, curious as.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if millennials like me show up for it, because they have a fondness for it, and they're like pushing up their glasses going, they didn't do that in the original. So, you can come and, be that person if you want. Yeah. Find out if they how faithful of a remake it is.
Yeah, or maybe you're old enough to have kids and bring your kids along and share some of the magic.
I think that's even better, because Toothless is the coolest and the cutest. So if your kid hasn't been introduced to the cutest dragon on earth, yeah. Toothless. You got to introduce him to him. The dude, it's cute in the movie because the dragons sort of act like cats, like that's sort of their personality type.
Yeah.
So watching this big, goofy, cute dragon sort of just like purring and all that stuff is it's pretty fun. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'm imagining that there's nothing too scary in this. It's not going to have too high a rating.
It is funny you say that. So it is PG. It is a kid's movie, a family movie, but the notes for it are violence and scary scenes.
Oh. Okay.
But I guess it is a PG film. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be horrific, scary bits. So I think it'll be lots of fun. Take your kids along. Who doesn't love a cute dragon? When can we catch? I was going to say Dragon Slayer. No, How to Train Your Dragon.
You can catch How to Train Your Dragon. It's on about 5 times a day, except for Sunday and Monday. We open up a little later, so less times that day. But yeah, still plenty of sessions to check out.
All right, and you can check out the trailer on statecinemas.co.nz. Cool. I had no idea this was a remake with using real people and stuff. Looks very cool. So where do you want to take us next? Yeah. Brett?
Yeah, let's get something for the grown-ups here. I've got a film called Materialist coming out. And this is a movie from Celine Song, who's a Korean director who made a film in 2022 called Past Lives that was up for Best Picture and Best Screenplay.
Right.
And that movie was sort of this like 24-year-long spanning film that's really deep dives into like an immigrant coming to America and like the relationship she builds along the way.
Mm.
But that movie was super kind of, you know, a deep and insightful character piece. And now she's taking a stab at sort of a rom-com, but still trying to bring that deep character into it. And so what this movie is, it stars Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
And Dakota Johnson kind of plays this just peak master, you know, what would it call, matchmaker. You know, she anyone she pairs up, they end up getting married.
Right.
So she is just this prestigious, you know, she is the walking Tinder.
Okay.
And during one of her big fancy clients, like, is getting married, she gets invited to the wedding. And when she's there, she stumbles across the internet's daddy, Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
who plays a millionaire on there who's just oozing with charisma. And she kind of starts falling for him a little bit. But also while she's at that wedding, there's a waiter there played by Chris Evans, who is her ex.
Ah.
And she kind of starts getting feelings for him again. And so now we have this sort of love triangle going on. And it's, you know, kind of focused around a matchmaker who, if she kind of can't land the right boy, she's going to kind of blow her credibility here.
Yeah.
So you got a saucy love triangle with probably the hunkiest and hottest people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
With a really, really premier director-writer at the helm of it.
Wow. What's not to love?
Yes. Yeah, I actually think Celine Song is really talented, so it's interesting to see how she'll handle more of a comedic film. So I'm actually quite interested in this. And it's an A24 film, and anytime you see that studio logo, you know, they usually don't miss.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. The old Pedro, he's certainly everywhere at the moment.
He is, and somehow, like, he's still got, like, you know, usually when you get inundated with a celebrity, the internet, and people start turning against them.
Mm.
But not Pedro Pascal. He's just, like, the most lovable man in existence, I think.
He seems to be. He really does seem to be. Cool. All right. So that is The Materialists. So it looks like, you know, good date night sort of stuff, possibly.
Yeah, good date night film, our girls' night, grab some wines from Stefano's, and, you know, just watch a good old rom-com.
Excellent. All right. When can we see this one, and what sort of rating is on it?
It's on 3 or 4 times a day, and it's M for mature for a bit of offensive language and just a little bit of sexual references.
Yeah, okay, as one might expect.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so you've gone wildly different directions with a couple of movies. Where are you going to take us next?
Let's you know, give us another little hard left turn. Let's go into the world of horror, which I love talking about, with a film called Dangerous Animals.
Now, I've got to say, the poster is quite horrific. Just seeing shark fins, that's not good.
Yes. And as you can guess from the poster, it is indeed about sharks. So this movie follows a kind of a free-spirited hippie surfer chick just sort of traveling along in Australia. Her name is Zephyr.
Yeah.
But in her travels, she gets abducted by this guy, played by Jai Courtney, who is a shark-obsessed serial killer.
Huh.
So now we have a situation where you have this lovable Zephyr that we've all fallen in love with, who's now taken and trapped on a boat in the middle of the sea with a guy who just really wants to, well, yeah, murder her, but in a really gruesome way.
Right.
He wants to get a bunch of sharks around his ship and just chuck her in. He likes killing people via shark massacre.
Wow. Okay. Well-balanced individual.
Yes. But I'm a sucker for horror movies, especially this one has that kind of slasher tone. Yeah. And I think that's certainly inventive. I've not seen a movie where they, you know, the method of trying to kill people is luring in sharks and,
yeah,
you know,
so
eating your...
Yeah. 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 No, that's interesting. So is it two people largely stuck on a boat, and is it kind of a stalky, where are they, I'm hiding out? Is that the vibe you're getting off this, or am I missing the mark?
No, it does seem more like a closed room sort of thriller thing, where it's predominantly just, yeah, two people trapped on a boat.
Ooh.
Which I think those are usually more tense.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sitting currently at like an 83% of Rotten Tomatoes, and a lot of the praise around it has been for like the performances between the Hasty Harrison and Jai Courtney. So I think it's actually, it's more than just a goofy little slasher movie. There's like really strong performances and a lot of tension and a lot of sharks, which is fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, I love a good tense movie.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, I'm terrified. Jaws ruined the ocean for me. So, yeah, this sounds like a...
It's going to make that fear even worse.
A horrible thrill ride.
That's right. If you thought one shark was spooky, check this out. I mean, the poster alone is indicating at least three sharks.
Yeah, absolutely. And that sort of hook thing that... people use for pulling.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Dangerous Animals. Now, this isn't going to be a little PG romantic thing. What have we got on this one?
This one is an R16. This is for the grown's up, or if you got three friends in a tall trench coat, you know, it's for that.
Yeah.
That kind of audience. Yeah. And it's an R16 for pretty much everything. It's got violence, cruelty, offensive language, sex scenes, and content that may disturb. And it is screening 2 to 3 times a day, depending on the day of the week you show up.
Okay, cool. Sounds like a bit of a thrilling ride. And yeah, if you just like me, started swimming again last year for the first time in forever, this might end that.
Yeah. Let this ruin the ocean for you, which is great because we live on an island.
Well, yeah, this is absolutely true. Hey, there's still rivers and swimming pools.
That's right.
Okay, so Dangerous Animals, that is on at the moment. And yeah, just there to fulfill your spooky desires.
That's right. We've been on a streak, though. There's been like a spooky movie every week.
Yeah.
I've been eating good lately. Yeah. I love me some spooky movies.
That's good. So you got three brand new releases. You've got the French Film Festival on. You've got the Italian Film Festival coming soon. Anything else you want to let us in on before we wrap up this edition of At the Flicks?
Yeah. I'll let you in on one more thing. On June 27th, we're screening this at the Souter Theater. There's Warren Miller's 75. And this is sort of an annual thing we do where it showcases kind of the best snowboarders and skiers from around the world. And it's just a bunch of little kind of documentary short films compiled together for like 2 hours. And it's always really popular every year. So especially if you're into snowboarding and skiing, you'll know who these Warren Miller films. So
yeah.
I have the tickets up for that, and it's 8:15 on June 27th. You can watch it, and it's a kind of a one night only thing, and then it's gone forever.
Cool. Okay, and that might hit just before the snowboarding season, so it might inspire a few people if there's a bit of snow in it.
That's right. It's a good way to kind of pregame before you go out to, you know, Rainbow or whatever.
Yeah.
And get your snowboards out. But they're always a lot of fun, really popular. And I think they're sending down like a, because this is like a traveling show, and they're sending a host down to kind of, you know, rev up the crowd, and they usually do a bunch of giveaways and stuff in there. So it's a proper event.
Nice. Sounds like a bunch of fun.
Yep. So those are up for sale. Just click on the Adventure Films tab at the top of our website, and you'll be able to learn more about it and book your tickets.
Ah, far too easy. Hopefully not a shark to be seen.
Yeah, you never know, though. Maybe they're snowboarding over an ocean. I don't know. I don't know how to tie that together.
Yeah. You never know. Sharknado or something. Yeah.
Yes.
The mountain shark.
I love Sharknado, by the way. I know we need to probably wrap this up, but those are unabashedly my favorite movies. They're insane.
Oh, that's good to know about you, Brett. That's a nice little insight into the man behind the voice.
The lower quality the movie and the more bizarre it is, the more I'm like, this is the best.
Okay, so maybe coming in the future, Brett's going to be onto some sort of, just watch this space. He'll come up with something.
That's right. It is my dream to one day write a new Sharknado movie and bring it to Hollywood. I'll revive that series. Just you wait.
Okay. I'm eagerly anticipating it, Brett. This has been At The Flicks. I'm Matt. I've been catching up with Brett down at State Cinemas. He's been talking about new releases, about film festivals, about adventure films on the horizon. Lots of stuff happening. Best way to find out is to head to the website, statecinemas.co.nz. You've also got a great range of snacks and stuff down there.
Oh, heck yeah. We got the hand-rolled ice creams that my staff are constantly making, which are Nelson famous. We got popcorn, candy, water. We got Stefano's. We've got everything here.
Hey, get in there, check it out, and there's no problem with you just calling in for a random ice cream too. I've done that many times on the way past.
There's so many people that come during their lunch breaks just to grab an ice cream, so it's not weird.
Feel
free to do it.
All right, Brett, hey, thanks so much for joining us for another At The Flicks. We will catch you the same time next week.
Awesome, thanks guys, and hope to see you out here this weekend.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.